Lili Nishmas of Klenimus Kamish Ben Rabbi Melech. Demai Perik Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Alekech Peres Misha Inu Neman Al Maisras, Vishachach La Asron. If a person buys fruits from somebody that's not trusted on Maisras, Vishachach La Asron, and he forgets to take off Maisr, meaning the Chover, us, we forget to take off Maisr. Vishalo B'Shabbos, and we ask this, let's call him an Amma Eretz, we ask him on Shabbos, Yoichel al piv. So you can eat according to his words that he took off Maisus. You can trust him. Yishalmi gives different reasons of why we're trusting him on Shabbos. So the Rav just brings down that because the fear of Shabbos is the Am Haaretz. They're afraid to do an aver and to lie on Shabbos more than they are to lie during the week. So therefore you can trust him on Shabbos when he says that the Maisus was taken off on. Chashecha Moitzoy Shabbos. However, if it becomes dark on Moitzoy Shabbos, and here the Taisi Center brings the Rambam that it's actually Tzeisak Lechavim, Lo Yoichel ad Shia'aser. Here you can't eat until you take off Maisrus. And the Taisi Center brings the Rambam, that you have to take off Maisrus even on what you already had on Shabbos, because Chazal weren't Mekel. Only Litzorach that Shabbos. Chor doesn't make sense, right? He told you that he took off Maisrus. You already trusted him, and it's the same food. So Taisi Center says, there's a Gzeir, we're afraid that he's going to ask him on during the week as well, and it'll be Somecham during the week. So therefore they made a Gzeir that after Shabbos, you have to take off Maisrus on anything. So Rebbe Akiva Eiger asks, why are we Somech that you can rely on this Rove after you ask him that he took off Maisr? We're really dealing with a big chash here, right? Maybe this is Trumas Maisr, or he says Tevel, but whatever the is, it's definitely a Chi of Misi here, if it's really something that did not have Afrosha taken off. So for Somech on Rov, and we're asking the guy anyway, and we're saying Amos Shabbos, he's going to tell the truth, so then we know that you're not doing anything if you even try to take off a Trumas Maisr, a Maisus, whatever. So why don't we say that once you ask the guy, and he tells you that he took everything off, so instead of just telling us, okay, you could take a bite of this, why not just in case, take off Trumas Maisr? Are you worried about Shabbos being misakin? It's not misakin because he didn't do anything. Because you're relying on him anyway. You're relying on him to eat. Why not just say, okay, relying on him. Let's just do something just in case. And relying on him to say that there's nothing that needs to be fixed on this food. So therefore, I'm not even being misakin. So he says that Efsher, there were choshesh, that they're going to say that you're allowed to be mafrish demai on Shabbos. And they're not going to realize it's only in the specific circumstance where you ask a person. They're not going to realize that, people. And therefore, Bishum Oif and Chazal did not allow us to take off maestris on demai on Shabbos. And I also have to mention his other question he asks here. The Rambam says that it's dafka motze Shabbos, right? It has to be after tseis. Because before tseis, you're allowed to eat it, if it's shkia. Why? Because the Rambam says the day's not over yet. Frekt Reb Kiva Eger, why should he be allowed to eat it? The Mishnah says at the end of Bamed Madlikin, Safek HaShechos Ma'asinus HaDemai, you're allowed to take off Maishas on Demai. And Pashtus, Bein HaShmashus, Safek HaShecha, is whether it's before Shabbos or even at the end of Shabbos. Bein HaShmashus, you're allowed to take off Maishas on Demai. And furthermore, Bein HaShmashus is a Safek Shabbos, right? So you'd have a Sfek Sfeka. Safek if it's Shabbos, Safek if it's not Shabbos. And even if it is Shabbos, maybe the Amaretz already took off Maishas. And not only that, but even Yontif Sheni, like the Mishnah says that you can believe the Am Haaretz on Yontif too, not just Shabbos. It doesn't just mean Shabbos, it means Yontif too. So not only that, but what about the second day of Yontif? It's a Suffolk if it's Yontif, Suffolk it's not Yontif. Why should you rely on the Am Haaretz and just be able to eat it? Why shouldn't you be Mafrish Maisrus because of a Sfek Sfeka? And he ends with the Tzarech Iyin. Anyway, the Mishnah continues. Lo mitzof, he didn't find this Am Haaretz to ask him. Amar lo, echot she'enu nemen ala maisa. So you'd say to someone else that's not believed, Musarin hein, are these, would you happen to know if these had maisers taken off? Oichel al piv. And if he says yes, again, it's still Shabbos or Yontif, so you can eat through his words. Chashecha moitzoi Shabbos, but now it gets dark. Lo yoichel ad she'aser. Don't eat until you take off maisers, like we said earlier. Now, lo yoichel ad she'aser, remember the Rav says that all you have to do by demai is take off trumas maisers, according to the Taisis Yontif. So what do you mean ad she'aser? Maisers. It sounds like just maisers, so the Taisis Yontif says over here too. He brings the Rambam, like we've said earlier. It's only Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni that you mechuyev by demai. Very clear. Not Meiser Rishon. Because Trumas Meiser is also called Meiser Minam Meiser. This is the actual Mishnah that the Taisi Zantif earlier was referring to. Mishnah continues, Trumas Meiser Shel Demai Shechazalim Koima. So here the Rav explains that we know that the Am Haaretz is very careful with regular truma, but when something did not have maisrus taken off, so the Am Haaretz thinks that you do not have to take off trumas maisrus, and there's no trumas maisrus at all because maisrus weren't set aside. And he's wrong, and that's why ordinarily we're very careful to take off maisrus on demai, unless we have certain kulas like we had, anibai baal bais's table, so on and so forth. So here, the chaver took off trumas maisr, and now the problem is it falls back into the regular pile. And this, now that it's in the regular pile, this is what we call meduma. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer af b'chol sholov oichel al piv. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, even during the week, you can ask him on this meduma if initially he took off maisers. You have to tell him exactly what happened. Now he's scared, because now that he knew that you actually took off trumas maiser, so there's a shame truma on it, because before he didn't think there was any truma, because he took off the regular truma, but there was no trumas maiser to him. But you told him that you took off trumas maiser, he's now afraid, so he's going to tell you if he did or not. And you can eat according to what he tells you.